This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio and UN Women UK present a live 24-hour radio show.
24 hours.
What I love is the inaugural question: can we swear in here? Can we swear?
Yes, we fucking
can. Yes, you fucking boys. You've been in here enough, man.
I know. We do different radio shows. In some places, obviously, you're not allowed to swear.
So busy.
Yeah, like this one. It's not your favourite radio station in the
world. Yeah, this is the best one.
The one you live for. The Manor is in the studio. Welcome.
Hello,
how you doing?
Hello.
Did you just deepen your voice for me?
I did.
Sexy
it down.
Voice.
Yeah, thanks. I'm very good, very good. Never felt brighter.
You look well. Very well.
I thought I was going to see a wreck. I was going to walk in.
That's what Harriet thought when she left me earlier.
I thought we were going to be getting, you know, slurring words and all sorts. You're more alert than me. And I had a good 10 hours
she
last night.
She had an energy drink at the beginning, like the first five. I was like, Rachel, are you okay, hun?
Literally.
You were like, oh, just starting up with an energy drink. Should be fine. It's organic, so it should be fine.
What's the worst that can happen? But how are you, boys? How's things?
Yeah, very good. Very good. I'm on a bit of a health kick at the minute, apart from the
first time in 30 years.
I've been looking after myself. John, you have as well. You always do, didn't you?
That ain't me looking after myself. I'm not even going to lie. I had a KFC and a pizza yesterday, and a Pizza Hut in the same day. Hangover day.
Proud of that.
I was. It was, you know, I'd been good. I'd been good for the whole week, and then we had a bit of a heavy
we had a team building session, me, him and Scott.
Yeah, because we
that made it sound like you were going to be like, I've been good for ages, I've been good for a whole week.
It's, I did the first 4 days.
Do you want
I did
a medal?
Up till Thursday night I'd been unbelievable. Monday to Thursday, and then it always goes out the window.
Babe, that's not good. That's a normal day, like normal person's like way.
No, I'm talking about, I was eating like fancy vegan soups and that up until that point, and then
fancy
it was all
fancy vegan soups.
So then it all went out. Yeah, that my missus was cooking. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I see you.
I tried.
You boys have been busy, right? You've got your big gig coming up in a couple of weeks. What, what's
the biggest gig
you've ever done?
No, anyone's ever seen. I was tweeting the other night about it. This gig
stupid. He's basically invited everyone through the fire escape because
it sold out early, and so all of our fans are like, you know, they're like us, so they'll be, you know, they're looking for a way of getting in somehow, bending like a few corners. So I just tweeted the other night, don't tell the promoters, but I'll be letting in all you fans 9 p.m. till 9:40 through the fire exit at the back.
You're so naughty.
And then promoter.
The first tweet we got
first
was
tweet
the promoter.
We got back was a promoter going, easy now, boys.
Really?
Yeah. Then they try to cut half our guest list and put them on sale instead. This like
I've heard you got a really sick DJ doing the after party.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we have. Yeah. She's a bit mysterious.
Super
she's,
hot, right?
She's very hot.
Oh,
she's got
I
lovely
see.
Hair.
I get it. It's me. And I, the boys, Scotty actually texted me, who's not here today, and said, "Would you like to DJ?" And he was like, "When would you like to play?" And I was like, "Early so I can get drunk, please." Yeah.
I want to do this at our headline.
We've been trying to do this, yeah.
You're trying to headline before the actual support act. You're
we'll
like,
put our support act after on afterwards.
We
used
to do that when we did our original shows. We used to do our local pub.
Right, yeah.
And we said, I used to get us to go on at 7:30 and then we would just go mad the rest of the night.
Yeah. Really?
Then we'd have a good time.
Yeah.
Always having a good time with you guys.
I like how you said that as well. Like, then we had a good time. We did, didn't we? We had a good time. Yeah. Like, tell me we've had a good time. Don't ruin this for me. Please
Assurance.
Don't.
Do you want to come, though?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Right now?
No, yeah, it's not great. I have 2 weeks sleep and then let us know. Let us know.
Let me rest. What are the dates? We have the dates written here.
7th of April.
Yep.
Saturday. Saturday night, and I like the way you move.
Ooh. Pretty baby.
We might even drop that at the end. We always drop a little pop tune
That's a tune, you know.
Let's do that. Should we make that
last
song?
We'll drop that Saturday night. Wigfield, is it Wigfield, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is Wigfield, 1995.
I used to have a massive crush on her.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did. She wasn't on telly long enough to have a crush on her. She was a fun tune.
What about Gina G?
Gina G as well, yeah. Just a little bit.
She's a Gina G.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, boys, Rachel's been here for 22 hours and 7 minutes. If you were going to do something like that, how do you think? Because, I mean, I don't know how she stayed awake, and I'm not going
to
ask.
Do you really have to ask us how we'd stay awake? Let's not do that. Let's not go down that road.
I've been to various parties with you. Yeah,
3 p.m. on a Saturday. Yeah, Jesus. No.
Let's talk about inspirational women, because I reckon you guys have been very inspired by women. I know we've talked about it a lot before.
Lauryn Hill.
Oh my God, what a choice.
My favorite.
That's a good answer.
One of my favourites.
Tina Turner.
Yes.
Tina Turner.
If we're going to go down a music line, I could sit here all day and do it. I'm trying to
go for it. We've got 2 hours.
Angie Stone.
We're going to name every single important black woman in Dan's life, right? Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, Maggie Thatcher. As much as I didn't agree with her political decisions, there's a woman who was a trailblazer and redefined.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah, Maggie Thatcher was. I got put up there. She's inspirational.
That's a really interesting.
She's done it. She's one. She is probably the strongest Prime Minister in living memory, in terms of the strongest, in terms of how stubborn she was and how independent she
was. Sometimes that's not a good thing, though.
Well, sometimes it's not, but Tony Blair, who go to war because his best mate in America wants to. You know what I mean? She was a strong woman.
Hold on, we've never talked politics. I didn't realise you were this.
I'm liking this level.
We're economists, aren't we?
Funny thing is, I'll tell you something, I've known Dan for 20 years. If it hadn't have been for the fact that he could write bars and he could spit, he would have been a politician or probably a political journalist.
That terrifies me.
I think so. Seriously.
Terrifies me.
I would have
seriously.
Been.
Seriously.
Yeah. I still might be.
You'd have been a lovely, lovely political person.
Yeah.
Because I don't like many political people and I like you, so I guess it would work.
He's a bit of a mixture between... Who's the geezer? George...
Osborne.
Scottish. Not George Osborne. No, George
Osborne. Nah,
George Osborne. Scottish one.
Galloway.
George Galloway.
Yeah, big fan.
And Skinner.
Sorry,
Skinner.
George Galloway, who meowed on Big Brother.
Yeah, that's George
after
Galloway.
After a couple of beers, it can happen,
can't
it?
Don't we all do that after a couple of beers?
Everyone does that, didn't they?
I mean, yes, Harriet. Every single time I drink, I constantly make animal noises.
I remember the bricks, Harriet.
Yeah, you were making a few.
Excuse me.
How long have you guys known each other then?
Well,
this friendship
feels like years, doesn't
it? Yeah, I think you guys first came on the show over a year ago.
Yeah.
But we hung out a lot at the Brits after party and had a lot of fun.
We've seen each other. And we've got a big summer of festivals, I'm sure, this summer.
And we always hang out. We always see each other. Usually most of the time, one of them is MIA, which is like how it is now.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I don't know where he is. Could be anywhere.
Yeah.
I missed the whole thing, didn't I, the first show?
Scott's missed Brits. Scott weren't at the Brits either, was he?
Nah. He don't like the party side of it. It's weird. He's very grown up now, Scott. He's got a lot of businesses.
He's a bit of a grown up guy, isn't he?
He is. One of us had to be.
Yeah. So The Sesh, which is a single we're going to be playing in a minute.
Wicked.
Yeah. Tell Rachel about why you wrote The Sesh.
Go. Sesh is down. Basically, a couple years ago, around the time we got signed, my mum moved to Cyprus and like bought a gaff out there, bought a restaurant, bar. So she left me the house, and it was already the party house when she was living there. She couldn't kick me out, so in the end she left and left me the house, and it just became the party house every single night for 2 years.
You couldn't escape. I'm just thinking
I wanted to move out in the end. I rang my mum and said, come home. Please come home, because I can't get these people out of my house and they won't leave. They won't listen to me.
It was a random people. We had random dogs that would turn up to parties.
Yeah, my dog went out and brought a dog back and then had it off with the dog in the garden.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
We've had so many. We were watching the other night.
True story. He brought a dog back.
I don't want to know about the second half of that.
It was just like what happened. We had the best party of all time in your back garden.
Yeah, it was a good party.
Oh my
God,
what a party.
It was a festival in the garden.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you guys should start a festival. Not a bestiality festival, but.
Wow.
That's the second time that's been mentioned.
What bestiality?
I mentioned it the first time, I think about 3 a.m.
You air a lot in 22 hours of radio. I can guarantee
you. Trust me, we've covered a lot of ground on this show.
Rachel, has anyone asked you who your inspirational woman is?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no, they haven't. And I knew I would struggle with this. So I didn't think of an answer.
No, but it's the first one that comes to your head, I think.
I would... Yeah, but I don't know, because now I'm overthinking it.
I can't do this.
Give it to your mother, if you're struggling. Give it to your mother or...
I don't want to give it to old Bren. Love her and everything. Do you know what I mean? Don't want to give Bren that one. Oh, I'm not doing that to her. We had a comedian right at the start mention Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved that. And I want to see Ellen DeGeneres' stand-up.
Yeah. She'd retold the story of how Ellen DeGeneres' career went. Basically, she came out live on air, and everyone was just like, "You're, you know, disgusting. We're not going to hire you." She'd like her whole career was ruined.
Well, she did it on a stand-up.
I think it was. She had her own show.
I remember the show. I used to watch the show. Yeah.
I remember the show. But Jeremy Piven used to be in it as well, didn't he?
Yeah, on Paramount.
Years ago.
And everyone just completely, you know, this was when it was like in America, it was not okay to be out gay girl, basically. Yeah. And she, look at how she's turned it around. She's the biggest show host in America,
basically,
and
probably in the world. I remember this is how long she's been about, and she's always, the thing about it is the consistency. She's always been entertaining. But I remember walking in when I was seven. I went to Disney World. And she had the thing at Epcot. She used to present a ride. You know, like America, when you go, she had to present a ride. I used to think, and I remember looking up to her thinking, this is, do you know what I mean? It was something about it. And then I remember seeing a show about it. She's always been part of it. Yeah. Ellen's been part of our life. We live in Britain. And she's always funny.
I just think she's one. Yeah, and that's a very good choice.
Harriet, what's your inspirational woman?
This is a good question, because when we did it for the show, I said Rihanna. And the reason I said Rihanna is because obviously I'm a music girl. Mm. I'm here for the music. But I just picked Rihanna because I think in the last few years she's really inspired me. I mean, I've grown up with Rihanna.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit younger than her, but we're almost the same age.
I'm exactly the same age as Rihanna. By about 4 days. She's 4 days different.
Oh my God, that's
she's February 20th, 1988, and I'm crazy.
She's done a lot more than us in that time.
Yeah,
that's the thing is, actually, I've learnt recently she's done so much philanthropy. Like, she's traveling the world trying to with Sarkozy, I think the guy, the French.
Yeah, it's Sarkozy.
Oh no, is it promoting education?
It's a new one. Is it Macron?
Yeah, maybe. Macron. I'm bad with my politics, but she's basically doing loads for the world, and no one really knows about it because she doesn't talk about it.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It should be.
And also, she's really hot. She owns herself. She owns her body.
Don't care what no one thinks.
And I love that about her. I think if everyone could be a bit more like Bad Girl Riri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All be everyone really cool.
Yeah.
We would be really cool.
So that's my, but my other one is Tina Turner, because I don't know if you played the June Sarpong when I had a little chat with June earlier this week, and we both said Tina Turner is like one of my heroes from when I was like born, basically.
Yeah.
And I think she looks amazing.
Yeah.
She's in her 70s, I believe.
70s now,
and
yeah.
And she's gone through so much, and she's strived and struggled and still this wonderful performer. And sadly, she's retired now, so I'm never going to get to see her live, but
yeah,
she's amazing. So that's my
answers.
June Sarpong would have been one of mine as well.
I literally nearly cried when I spoke to her.
She's
lovely. So cool.
I've always imagined her to be lovely.
So when we finished the call, I just went to say bye, and she accidentally hung up, and she rang back and was like, "Harry, I just want to say I accidentally hung up. Bye." She was so nice.
That is amazing.
She's my best friend. She follows me.
She's totally best friend.
Yeah, we're best friends. I think we are best friends. Yeah.
When you remember, I remember she used to be on like MTV with Richard Blackwood.
It was with Richard Blackwood, wasn't it?
Richard Blackwood.
She did T4 with Vernon Kay.
She was a massive part of my childhood.
Simon Astle as well, wasn't it?
She did loads of stuff in my
bit later down the line. Yeah,
I think Harvey was presenting them times as well. Harvey used to be on the T4.
Really?
Yeah, Harvey used to be on T4. I remember he.
It's a good gig.
Yeah.
Sick man. Gig. All these women. Shall we play a bit of the sesh?
Shall we? This is a sesh.
Sesh it up.
By you guys. Enjoy. We'll be back in a few minutes.
How the sesh goes off. Sending lads on a Tesco shop. Make sure you got socks on socks for all them girls on a retro bop. Call IKEA, get more seating. Tell Pro Green, go let Delavine in. Kick out anyone you see tweeting. Snapchat ban if you're out here cheating. If a random wanna come round, better bring two crates and a cart and a snack. Tell Mickey, don't get lippy. Text your wife that you just popped out. 5 in the morning, the wine's still pouring. Don't let anyone try backdooring. Yeah, let a few more in. Session a man and I, they never get boring.
We don't wanna go home, yeah. We don't wanna go home, yeah. The DJ just dropped an old school set. Now I'm trying to look around for a local set. We don't wanna go home, yeah. We don't wanna go home, yeah. The DJ just dropped an old school set. Now I'm trying to look around for a local set. Who's got bugle? Why you bringing her? She gets on me noodle. You know where we're going, ain't got to ask Google. To the sesh, took 10 cabs to the sesh. 200 fags for the sesh. I heard your bird went home with a lad at the sesh. We got mum and dad at the sesh. At the session, bird from Peckham. Weapons, said I dressed better than Beckham. Legend, but small talk, I'm not about it. I told her talk's cheap, money buys houses. At the session, I'm a veteran. Been here an hour, done 20 Benson. Too many, many rackets, Tim Henman. Kenny jackets I'm into, you've had a Western. Ones when you're calling sick. 6:30, still deep in the mix. Do a shot run, go get six. Come back, get straight back on up. You know them ones when you're calling sick. 6:30, still deep in the mix. Do a shot run, go get six. Come back, get straight back on up. Get back on up.
the ideal song to get you motivated for the last hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
We don't want to go home yet. We really want to go home yet.
Yeah, we want to go now, don't we?
I feel like you're not going to finish this and you're going to go to the pub, actually.
I am going to the pub.
Yeah, okay.
There was no bath. I'm just copying your idea of standing up. Actually, I felt myself going a bit like...
Sitting down is boring. Boys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The Manor, the Sesh, out now. Go and get it. And also...
So the T-shirts, as of in the next hour.
Ooh. Come on, don't try and promote T-shirts. It's he for she, John.
I know it isn't. And that was stupid of me. This was all for the women. And I feel as though this has been a momentous year for women in general in the history of it. I think we've... overcome some hurdles, so long may it continue.
Right, what are we going to play?
We are going to play, let's do Lucky Star, Madonna.
Oh yeah, this is very
perfect.
This goes out to the Manor, Lucky Star.
See you later.
Thanks guys.
Good luck.
See ya, good luck.
Studio, Sam Tompkins. Hello, Thompson. I should say Tompkins.
To be fair, she's been away for 20 hours.
I have. That's brilliant.
Do you know what? The girl I used to go to school with was called Sam Tompkins. I didn't like her. So
really? Why?
Oh my god, does that mean you don't like Sam Tompkins?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. No. Yeah, why did I like her? There is actually a story to it, but...
I want to hear it.
I really shouldn't say.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I really shouldn't say. But welcome to the show. It's lovely to have you here for the He For She campaign, UN Women UK. Welcome. I am, 23 and a half hours in? No, 22 and a half.
You're 20 hours and 24 minutes in.
You look great.
22 hours and 24 minutes in.
Doing good. Doing good. We were just chatting then because you've just you've got a love for radio.
I do.
Where has the love come from? Have you always wanted to get into radio, into presenting?
I actually found out a couple of years ago, sort of that's the avenue I want to go down. Basically, I speak for England, and
it helps, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. And if I can channel that into something positive and useful, then I would love to. And so yeah, I can talk for days. So
you're in very good company here. We are all of the same intonation.
Yes, let's become a family.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be like the brother. The little brother.
The little brother.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a little brother, so that'd be fine.
Yes.
But I'm really good at giving like Chinese burns and stuff, so I wouldn't.
Oh, you're one of those siblings.
Yeah, I grew up with two brothers, so I'm very good at physical combat.
Are you a pinch on the back of the arm? Yep. You are, aren't you? Stay away.
So saying that, does that suggest that maybe Louise gives you pinches on the back of the arm? Because I feel like you've experienced it and that's why you're scared of it.
Oh yeah, Louise used to beat me up. As of only a year ago.
Like 5 minutes.
She used to yesterday.
She's about 5'1", but my God, does she pack a left hook?
Well, it's only with your own brothers, though. Because like, I have the same thing that my brothers, they'd laugh so much at me doing it that they couldn't defend themselves. Because I'd get so annoyed that they were being horrible to me. And so that was how I won. Basically, they were just embarrassed by how ridiculous I was.
I never had any of this. My older brother never did that. He's an actor.
Oh, so he was...
They don't really punch.
So that means they don't...
They don't punch. There was no punching, no combat.
So Made in Chelsea's
just
back
words.
On Monday.
It is.
On E4 at 9 o'clock. Is that correct?
Very, very correct.
I'm really good at facts and stuff.
Awful. My memory is so... I've got memory of goldfish. Honestly, can't remember a thing. Always leave my keys at home.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You're
really?
One of those. So you need a pinch on the back of the arm every now and again.
Kind of deserve it.
If anything.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think we should put you through your radio paces and do some like radio tests or something.
Oh my God, go on. Wait, whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
You're a bit like, whoa.
Okay, then what are you going to throw at me? Okay,
the freaking phone.
What I want you to do is throw us out a link for shaving
really
gel. Shaving gel that is also doubles as whipped cream. So it's shaving gel. You shave with it, but also it's whipped cream. You can eat it. But also,
so shocked.
It is $11.99 a bottle. So it's not
that's
the cheapest.
Spenny.
Okay, so it's expensive. You can eat it, but you can also shave with it. So you can use it in the bath, but you can use it in the kitchen. Go.
And what, am I trying to sell it to you?
Yeah, no, you're doing a radio advert. So I'm testing your radio, you know, whether you can...
I'm nervous.
You're potentially, you know, this is...
Okay, it's like selling me this pen.
Yeah.
Oh!
This is Wolf of Wall Street for radio.
Okay.
Okay, it's a lot of pressure here.
Oh my God, what's the name? It's cool. Okay. So it might be £11.95, but scrub-a-dub-dub. It doesn't just taste great, but it feels amazing, soft against the smooth wrinkles of your skin, if you have wrinkles. But it actually prevents wrinkles too. This is Scrub-a-Dub-Dub for £7.95. Come on!
I like that you reduced the price as well. You
were was it 11?
You were like, wait, I can't sell this for £11.95.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I told you, memory of a goldfish.
Listen, you've got the job, mate. You've smashed it.
You were
it.
Very good. Very good. Under pressure, I felt.
I also,
we were
where
there.
Did I get that from?
I was going to say, where did that, like, the imagination?
No idea.
There's a lot of creativity in this room.
No
there
idea.
Really is.
And what's the difference? Obviously, you're dabbling in radio right now.
Yeah.
You're doing some bits and bobs, but you've been on TV for a while. You've done a lot of shows, Celebs Go Dating, and you've done...
So fun.
You've obviously... Oh, tell us about how fun it was first.
Oh, it was great. It was one of the best things I've ever done, actually.
Why? What was it about?
Let's go into counselling.
Yes.
This is great.
Yes, very good. We're good at this.
You okay?
I'm very well, actually. I wasn't, though, at the start, you know. I'd just been broken up with by my ex-girlfriend for 3.5 years.
Oh, that's hard.
Oh,
yeah, iced me over text message. It was pretty brutal.
That is pretty harsh.
And so confidence was all-time low. And it was the perfect thing for me to do. One, took my mind off it.
Yeah.
Two, I got introduced to some really, really cool people that I'm still friends with now. And the agents who sort of, like, manage your dating experience... they really built me up actually into like a bit, yeah, like my confidence is a lot higher. And I hadn't actually been on one, I hadn't been on a date with someone I didn't know ever before that show.
No, I've never done that.
Yeah, it's weird. Do you ever go up to someone in a bar that you don't know and go, oh, hi, by the way, do you fancy going for a drink? No.
No, never happens.
I don't know, I might.
I think you should. Just do
if
it tonight.
If I were single.
As soon as it's after the show, just go straight to the bar. First man you see, go for it.
It'll be me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sam's like, wait.
My God.
Yeah.
Like,
but then you go for Harry next to me. I'm like, no!
So what's the difference between doing that kind of show and coming on radio and then doing Made in Chelsea? Like, what? Do you feel like a stark difference, or do you get that same kind of adrenaline rush, same kind of fun feeling that you get with all of them?
Well, yeah. The reason I do sort of all these TV shows is purely for fun. It's not for,
really?
Like, a lot of people have like this idea of like a career path in their head. I've already got my career path, what I want to do, and it doesn't add, that's not like TV.
It's selling shaving cream.
It's selling scrub-a-dub-dub.
Yes, scrub-a-dub-dub.
But honestly, like, for me, it's actually, we're incredibly fortunate to be given the opportunity to do all these experiences and stuff. And I think it actually builds you and shapes you as a person. Like, Big Brother, I've always wanted to sit in that chair, and I did it. And, you know, some people would have been like, oh, you shouldn't do that because it's not good for the career path. I don't care. Like, it was real good fun.
So what is it you wanted to go and do? What is your in your career
so,
path?
Well, I mean, the sort of, the more boring bit, I want to be a property developer, which is quite a long way from happening, but I'm giving it a go. And presenting radio are the two things that I really have a passion for.
I mean, halfway there!
Hold the friggin' phone! Oh my God.
But then if I could spread my wings and do all these experiences, like Celebs Go Dating and Big Brother and all these things as well.
Open doors.
Well, it's so fun. I can sit down at the tender old age of 65 and be like, I did that, and that.
That's true.
I actually think that's super cute as well, that you have that opinion of it, because those kind of shows, as you say, people have opinions about people who do those shows.
Yeah, they do.
And a lot of the time people do those shows for money, or they do them for
teeth whitening brands.
Yeah, exactly. Or they do them to sell their
whitey
shaving,
white
their shaving foam dream.
Love how deep your voice gets in commercial mode.
It's because I feel like it's like a movie trailer.
Yeah. But like, it's quite lovely that you're just like, I'm doing this because I've, you know, what else do I want to do? I want to go and have fun.
The best job in the world. By a very, very long way. And you know what? So sometimes we do like these club appearances and they're real, real fun. And there's people come up to you and they go, oh, why, you must hate this. I'm like, why would I hate this? Like, come on. I'm not like in a 9-to-5 or anything like that. I'm so lucky. Like, I hate it when people go, oh, you know, when they pretend like it's such an arduous task. It's not. It's so fun.
Okay, so show us, because you obviously clearly enjoy to take a selfie with a fan, because that's what you're just saying,
God.
Right? Show us your best fan selfie face.
I've got one. It's a smile. And I go, it's this.
Oh, melt those hearts,
yes,
baby.
None of the girls go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Sorry,
so
babe.
Cute. Oh, so
yeah,
cute.
So nice. Love that
oh,
smile.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to take a little breather. You're staying with us,
I love you.
Sam. Thank you very much. We're going to get Hannah and Lucy in the studio, but stay with us. We're going to play Hey Heartbreaker, my dream wife, back in a minute.
I see you talking to your wall.
got a very busy studio now, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Hi,
very
guys.
Busy.
Hello. Hannah and Lucy have joined us.
Hiya.
No, it's not.
It's not working, is it? I'm coming round.
Hello.
There we go. I'm coming round, Hannah.
Go on, you pivot. Well, we'll start with Lucy. Lucy Moon, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. How are you today?
I'm well. I've been at a bottomless brunch this morning.
Oh,
so I'm like functional.
Couldn't be more jealous.
I know.
Couldn't be more jealous of you.
But you know, I've had a coffee. I'm feeling 15 out of 10. It's going to be fine.
15 out of 10?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right now.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, 15 out of 10 is a pretty good number. I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty high number. Now, you're a YouTube blogger and podcast co-host with over, and I love it, we've got all the numbers here, over 300,000 subscribers. So tell us about your podcast.
I do a podcast with Hannah.
Yeah, with me.
Hannah's in here as well. Hello, how
Hi.
Are you? Hannah Witten, who, actually, this is your old home.
I know, I'm on the wrong side of the desk.
Yeah, you freaked out.
Yeah, a little bit.
It is weird, isn't it, the other side?
Yeah. Hello. I'm not in control. What's going on?
I know, I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, I found out, because I sat where Sam's sitting yesterday, and I was like...
Yeah, you're a bit like...
Reaching for the buttons, like, help! But guys, tell us about your podcast. You're cheating on us, but we'll let you.
We'll let you off this once.
We do a podcast called Banging Book Club, where we read a book about sex or gender
every month and review it.
Blowing Sam Thompson's mind over there.
And it's the two of us and our friend Lena as well.
Yeah,
amazing.
So there's three of us. And this month, if anyone wants to read along, we're reading Testosterone Rex by Cordelia Fine.
Oh, what a name!
Wow, yeah.
Tell us more about.
I've just started reading, actually. It's a non-fiction book, and it looks at all of the like scientific, biological, sociological, psychological, evolutionarily biological, I don't know,
so many logicals.
It's
a really logical book.
It's too much already.
But it's all about sex, obviously, but it's about like the way that like
it's
sex
masculinity
roles.
Right,
yeah, it's that's what I thought, but it's a lot about testosterone and like debunking this myth that testosterone is this thing that makes men like want sex more than women, maybe. I don't know.
Yes, because
I don't know, I've not got to the conclusion yet. We'll see.
Do you know what? I have to admit, I get very and I didn't realise this, I get very awkward with this kind of conversation. We had I can't remember her name, Danielle, and she has her own brand of sex toys.
I love the way you said sex toys.
Put us in contact.
Sex toys.
Yes, say it, yes, Annabelle Knight. And
sex
I was
toys.
Blushing at everything. I am not a child, yet I blush.
I'm the prude of the podcast, but I can talk about sex now completely like stone cold.
Do it.
I think Hannah taught me a little bit, because you came on my show a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And when you came, because I was a little bit like, ooh. But then when you came in, yeah, but we chatted about it really normally, and then I was like, oh yeah.
You can talk about sex normally.
This is fine.
I can talk about it amongst my friends.
Yeah.
You guys are not my friends.
Well, it's not about our sex lives, you know. It's about, like, the concept of, and I think that's what makes it okay.
Yeah. So we review the books. So we're like, what did this book teach us? Yeah. Da, da, da. Sometimes it does get personal, but then we, like, tend to edit those bits out. Because it's just, like, the three of us being like, oh, my God, we read this bit, and, like, I had this similar experience, and I was like, oh, my God, me too. And then we're like, well, that's not going in.
Yeah, we'll keep that to ourselves, first and private.
What I'm really enjoying about this is Sam is the...
He's in heaven. No, but you are loving
he's
this right
the
now.
Most talkative. He just literally said, I can talk for England.
And
he was sat there like this.
I'm just watching. Like, it's interesting to me.
No, because these girls, they know what they're talking about, and it's actually really interesting to listen.
Oh, yeah.
But it's fantastic. In this day and age, and like at this time in 2018, that women are empowered and they are talking about their sex lives or not talking about their sex lives, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
And it's nice to raise that conversation.
Yeah,
and be like,
definitely.
What are you comfortable with? What aren't you comfortable with?
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Surely that's why we're all here.
Yeah.
Talking
exactly.
about girls,
talking about
girls.
Sounds like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But Sam, okay, that's probably an interesting question to direct to you. Mm. Obviously, men talk, and this is me being generalising a little bit, but men tend to talk more freely about their sex lives. Do you find in your friendship groups that you guys, how do you talk about your sex lives?
I don't have much of a sex life. so not much. But, you know, I like on the boys' chats, I like to listen, take advice.
Yeah.
But, I don't think anyone's really got that much of a problem. But, I mean, then again, we're all kind of respectful as well. We don't go, oh, so we just kind of,
good,
someone wants to voice
that's
it.
That's why I was asking. That is kind of what I was asking.
Yeah. Maybe I would have thought the kind of the images guys are more, I think women are, actually, in private, I've got to be careful what I say.
No, I basically think that everyone has the, like, there's a propensity that anyone could be a bit rude when they're talking about
but
their
sex life. It's a disrespectful side of it.
Yes, that's what I mean. A bit like, not the good rude, the bad rude.
Bad, naughty rude.
Do you, when you guys, because obviously, Hannah, you've had your sex, like, on YouTube. No, that's wrong.
That's against the community guidelines.
You had a good sound. Attack.
But you talk freely about sex in your YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you found that men talk to you, when you talk to men about it, and how do men open up the discussion with you, and have you had that experience where you've had to, like, you know, teach, discuss it, and help men learn that maybe the way they speak about women is sometimes inappropriate, or is that not something you've experienced?
No, I think it's something that a lot of us have experienced, yeah. Especially, like, in friendship groups, and you get the whole banter thing going, which is a word I hate.
Bants.
And yeah, absolute banter.
Lads.
But in those kind of environments where you kind of feel like it's a free for all and you can say whatever, and sometimes the things that come out of your mouth are just things that you've heard other people say, and it's like this repetition thing, like you're a child.
Yeah.
Your parents say a thing and then you repeat. Mm. And so it takes someone to kind of call you out on that, or some unlearning to be like, oh yeah, actually, and you think about it for a second and you're like, actually, that's not cool. But a lot of people, because they talk so openly about sex online, like, a lot of people open up to me, which is great.
Yeah.
Like, even just acquaintances, like, will be at, I don't know, they'll be, we'll be at the pub with, like, loads of people, and, like, there might be, like, a handful of people there that I'm super close to and I know the ins and outs of their sex life.
Yeah, yeah.
But then most people there don't know anything. We're acquaintances, we hang out, and they'll be like, Hannah, so I've been thinking about having a threesome. Do you have any advice? And I'm like, whoa, we just met.
Yes, I do have advice.
But you say, do you have any advice?
Do you remember one time our friend was filming a video and he was doing, like, prank texts to people? Oh, wait.
Oh, my God, yes, no!
He sent you a prank text about having sex with a guy and how he should prepare.
Yeah.
And you sent him a full detailed response.
So it was a complete...
Oh, my God, you're amazing.
Yeah, it was a complete prank. And my friend who... At the time, I assumed was straight, and I get a text from him being like, I kind of think I've got some feelings for guys, and, like, I want to try anal sex, and, like, do you have any advice? And I was like, not going to question that. Like, part of me was like being like, haha, lol. But then I was like, actually, no, if this is true and this is real.
I'd rather be on that side of it.
Yeah. And so I just sent him this, like, massive essay of, like, okay, here's what you need to do.
I love that that's the mantle that you've taken on almost by accident. It's like you just talked about what you wanted to talk about, and now everyone's like, so Hannah, a couple of quick questions for you.
Yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That is incredible.
That's so good. Sam is so happy right now. Like, so yeah.
I'm going to watch your YouTube channel 100%.
Yeah.
So not in a weird way. Just
we're not judging, Sam. We're not judging.
There are a lot of guys in the comments on my YouTube video being like, I'm a guy. Is it weird that I watch this? And I'm like, no, it's not.
It's the best thing ever. Yeah, like, I think everyone should want to learn about it.
Can you imagine if girls were the only people that wanted to educate themselves about sex?
I know.
Oh, that would just be awful. Because we're wasting our time if men don't want to, like, educate themselves as well.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How have you guys been spending... How have you guys been spending... I want to call it International Women's Week, because it kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, on Sunday, we went to the march, except I'm not... Oh, wow. I'm not really marching right now, because I'm walking sticking. So we turned up at Fogsworth for the, like, the...
So we made these banners that were, like, me two, me three, me four. They're massive. They're...
Oh, wow.
I don't know, half the size of Hannah.
Yeah.
And incredible. Then I had a little bit of cardboard that said, and me, but we ran out of cardboard.
Yeah.
Oh. And we just ended up basically being, like, photographed the whole time, which
we showed up at this protest. Yeah.
So it was, like, good, but I felt like we weren't as participatory as we could have been.
I don't know, but we're on lots of people's Instagrams now.
Listen, you were there. That's as participatory
as
you need to be.
Yeah.
It's cool, like, showing up as well. I think it's nice when you spend so much time online as well, and then you find yourself, like, physically surrounded by people like-minded and who are trying to fight for the same thing that you are, and you're like, yeah, this is amazing.
Do you guys have that thing as like online people that I have friends that I've met just from being following each other on Instagram?
Yeah.
So are there a lot of people that come up to you in that weird way and they're like,
hi.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like we're best friends, but you've never met me.
Yeah. I've watched all of your videos. Yeah.
I'd say Sam Thompson, for example.
Yeah. I'd say like 95% of the time, everyone you meet who says, hi, I recognise you from your videos, is like you. Yeah. Is like another version of you. So you have these really amazing conversations.
Because we're so influential. They basically become us.
Hashtag vlogging.
Yeah, you'll be in Bali soon, won't you?
Yeah. I'd say like, then you get the percent of the time where someone, like an 11-year-old child, has got their phone up and has like got their flash on and trying to take a photo of you at the tube. But that's like...
I mean, 11-year-olds don't watch.
I was going to say, really? 11-year-olds never got that to me.
Yeah, Hannah's freaking out if there's 11-year-olds.
I'm like, what?
So much going up to their mum like, stop them using the internet.
Wow. I have had that actually, like mums watch me.
Yeah.
And sometimes like them and their teenage daughter.
That's lovely though, because I think that's something that's massively changed. Is talk? I was watching a film about it the other day, and it's about how like people never used to talk about sex at all. And it was like if you did, it was like you're a slut basically if you talk about it.
Back in the 90s, slut shaming and all that. Actually, yeah,
and it's actually so lovely that now mums are like teaching their daughters. I mean, they even when to. I was at school, I really don't remember sex education being that good.
I was going to say it's the best form of sex ed, isn't it? Really, because no one used to listen at school. Let's be honest.
I had a sex ed lesson.
No, really?
I don't think I did.
We legitimately had banana condoms. Yeah, not even joking.
They didn't get bananas in, so we had to use test tubes, which is not the
right. That's so dangerous.
It's also not the right size.
Very skinny.
Yeah, very skinny.
Oh, wow.
Also, I love the idea of the school, like, teacher's room, like, okay, guys, there's no bananas left in Tesco's.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
And then some teacher's like, what about test tubes? And like, what's under your trousers, if that's what you're suggesting?
Your husband.
Yeah. We were put in groups though, and like everyone in my group, like this is me, like clearly age 14, like I knew my calling.
Yeah.
Like, no one in my group wanted to touch the condom, and I was like, fine, I'll do it. And so I get the condom and I put it on, and then it starts rolling back up.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's happening? And like, miss, and she was like, you put it on the wrong way around.
Oh,
I was like, but this is why you need sex ed lessons, because then you learn when you put it on a test tube instead of doing that mistake when you put it
happens
on a
happens to the best of us.
Hannah, you know that the first time I put a condom on a banana was when I was on your tour.
What? Oh yeah.
So Hannah and I went on tour to promote her book, and I was like kind of the wingman of the whole thing. And every night I had to demonstrate putting a condom on a banana, and that was the first time I'd done it.
And like, Lucy, how did it make you feel? Were you in front of a lot of people doing that?
Just a few hundred people.
A couple of hundred, but like it's fine. I was wearing like, I got the glasses on, like the clear glasses.
Lab coat.
Oh, well, it was official.
That's different.
There's nothing naughty about that whatsoever.
No, if you're wearing a lab coat, nothing, everything's fine.
Yeah, it wasn't
saucy. I still have my lab coat. Do you? Do I have both of
them? I think you have both.
I definitely still have at least one lab coat. And the glasses.
I've got mine with all the signatures on it from when I left. Let's all sign the thing that I never used because I didn't go to science class. Yay!
Well, we didn't get lab coats in science class.
Oh, yeah, we did. We had to pay for them, though.
Oh.
Not for free.
What?
Don't do any of that. I left school at, like, 15.
Good girl.
I know, rebel. Rebel. Let me know.
Stay in stool. Stay in stool? School.
Stay in your stools.
You're so on brand.
Ladies, I want to know about your inspirational women.
Yes.
Oh, God, I should have come prepared. So many. Mum, happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, good one. Well done. Yeah. You can send her that clip and just don't bother sending her any flowers
or anything.
Exactly. God. I have bought flowers.
Sam Thompson.
Hey, the best thing is I'm the younger sibling, so if we neither of us come, it'll be her fault, so it's fine.
Or just ring Louise and be like, buy an extra bunch and I'll give you an extra.
That happens every birthday.
Sign my name underneath it. Yeah.
I've done that for my younger sister this year. She's a student. She can't afford to ship flowers.
Cute.
So I've signed them for both of us.
My parents have very low expectations for Mother's and Father's Day, so I ordered very last minute a Moonpig card that's gonna arrive on Monday.
Oh my God, I did the same thing!
So it will arrive on Monday, great, and I'll just text her tomorrow. I'll probably phone her.
It's fine. Yeah, I'll probably phone her. Yeah. So mum's number one for Hannah. Have you got like a secondary, someone else that really inspired you, even with your career or...
I mean, this is going to sound corny because it's like the whole he for she thing, but Emma Watson, like,
yeah,
definitely. Not just because people say that I look and sound like her, which I'll take.
You do.
I'll take that.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, whoa.
Yeah. There is a similarity.
If we can have inspirational fictional characters, Hermione Granger.
Like, oh, 100%. Yeah, love Hermione. Yeah,
I'm down with that.
Badass
100%.
Bitch, that girl. Badass bitch.
Like, Harry would be dead if it wasn't yes. for her.
Literally, within the first 15 minutes true. Of the film.
Yeah.
He'd be dead.
He needs her. He needs her.
And Lucy, what about you?
Do you know what? The one that I always think of is, you know, MIA?
Yeah, I've had her in the studio.
Oh, my goodness. Nice. She is my ultimate girl crush. I think she's amazing. The fact that she has come, like, and has a father who's obviously been involved in, like, terrorist activities mm-hmm. and has basically dedicated her life, one, to her art, but two, to raising awareness and campaigning and really making it known, like, all the causes that she supports. I just think that's so inspiring, and I love her music.
She, I had her, we had her in for half an hour, burst out crying afterwards.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I was like, right. And Nat was like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, really? It was in this room, and I was standing here, and she was there, and I was like, shaking, like, because she's so intelligent.
She's amazing.
She, and when she talks about stuff, you're whoever you are, yeah. even if you're like the most intelligent person in the whole world, you feel stupid because she sounds, she's so clever. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know anything. You just forget everything. But she was so lovely and kind and also so hot.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I don't know what she looks like.
She's like
another level
45
of
45 and
looks 20.
Stunning.
Really? Looks 20. Stunning. She was wearing knee-high red boots.
Oh yeah, then she's yeah. hot.
Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that she's like, because she doesn't compromise.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
done.
And also, and in a similar way that I really like Lily Allen, she talks about stuff to raise awareness to it and doesn't care what anyone's going to say about it. She's like, whatever, yeah. I'm going to talk about this. I don't care what your opinion is of it or what you're going to do to me. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah,
good choice.
Do you know what? On that note, sadly, Sam, we've got to say goodbye to you.
But Sam, before Sam goes, though, you're an inspirational
yes.
woman.
Yes.
This is going to sound a bit corny. I'd have to say my sister, actually.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh God.
Big up, Louise.
Yeah, she's a very cool girl and she keeps me grounded, I've got to say. So yeah, I will never say that to her face, but on here, yeah, 100%. But guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having
me. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, thank you,
I'll be
Sam.
Watching your YouTube channel.
Yeah, he will. He will. Girls, you're staying with us. We'll be chatting to you for a little bit longer. We're going to play Iris Gold. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Build on the back, don't build.
Welcome back. Right, we've got rid of Sam, but we've got a very stunning... do you know what? It makes me feel even more sweated off my face.
You look great.
Sweated off. Katie McDermott, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me. You look amazing. I wouldn't look like that after 24 hours.
Doesn't she look good?
It's so good.
It's unbelievable, honestly.
She actually looks... I did the first 2 hours of the show with her.
Because I had fear in the first few hours.
She was like...
She's
more calm and chill now than she was.
I've had a glass of Prosecco. What's the worst that's going to happen right now? What's the worst? Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you here. It really is. We have... And do you know what? I can't believe you're 22 years old.
Yeah. Do I look older?
No, it's crazy. I feel like... Do you feel like you've achieved so much and so much has happened in the last few years?
Yeah, everyone says that to me. Like, obviously, when I went on the show where I got, like, known from, I was only 20... So it's been like 2 years now, but when people meet me, they always go, "You've done so much for being 22." I'm like, "Yeah, I feel older than 22." Like, I feel like
I feel 22.
No, I always feel older. I don't know why.
Yeah. Age is just a number, girls. Yeah. That's what I say.
Do you find though this industry, and I guess we can all feel like this, you have to grow up like that. You know, it's a tough industry. You've still got to graft. You've got to work hard. Because I suppose when you came out of Love Island, you said 2 years ago, it's not going to be handed to you on a plate. No. You might have opportunities, but you've got to have that business mind, I suppose, about you.
Some people do say that they're like, everyone can get given the opportunity, which we did. Lots of us all got given the opportunity, but obviously I think it does take someone that has got, like you said, a business head to, like, make them successful and stuff. And I've been lucky from being on that show, getting the opportunities I have. Mm. But some people say, but you've just been giving it to you. But no, I haven't. I've been working
it wouldn't last.
Oh, bum off.
Yeah, exactly. People don't see
you
it.
You can say arse, don't worry.
No, I was thinking, I was like, can I say arse?
No, you can say arse. You can say like, bugger shit.
Say it all.
No, yeah, just get it all out your system.
She hasn't said a single swear word for 24 hours. She's like, fuck shit.
Fuck you all. No, sorry, I just...
Now you...
I had to bet, I had to get it out.
1 hour and 3 minutes left, baby.
Come on, you can do it, babe. Thank you. But it is true, it is all about having that business mind. And where you are now, it says here, like, the makeup artist, you've got your cruelty-free makeup brand by Katie. Why was it important to bring out your cruelty-free makeup brand? Is it something you've always wanted to do?
I prefer dogs than humans. Like, I am the biggest animal person ever. So, yeah, when I was, like, going to, like manufacturers and that and stuff, it was so important, like, the main thing, it had to be, like, free from animal cruelty. And also, I volunteer in Morocco, Tangier, for an animal sanctuary as well, so it's, like, a big thing for me to be, like...
That's amazing. So it was a very natural transition for you to do that.
Yeah. So that's, I'm actually going there next month. I went there last year. It's basically this lady from England. She's amazing. She, like, sold everything she had, and she now, like, looks after, like, 300 dogs, sleeps with them in Tangier. She even has, like, donkeys, like, cats. Like, she literally just... And it all run on, like, just donations. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm going there again. She's amazing.
Damn, I don't even know what 300 dogs look like.
Oh, it's literally
crazy. I know
crazy.
What 101 looks like.
It's my heaven. I don't want to leave. I love dogs.
It's great to hear you're cruelty free though, because me and Hannah both are as well. So it's good.
I mean, like mostly, but let's not. I am fully.
But I thought you were.
What does that mean? Ooh. Does that mean you're vegan?
Oh no, I'm not a vegan. It's not vegan makeup, but it's.
It's the cosmetic element of it. It's, I think, for me at least. It's the
vegan
idea that, like,
means there's no animal products in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Cruelty-free makeup means it's not been tested on animals.
Which is amazing. Something that I think, actually, it feels like, with girls like you doing things like that, I think, little by little, people with big profiles making that decision. I know every time I go to Carnaby Street, you see the stuff on, like, MAC makeup. They always are doing protests outside and stuff. Actually, it's going to get to a point where the government's going to have to say, right, we're going to have to completely stop using anything that's cruelty, it's got any
I think
kind
it's
of
crazy food. That we still do.
Well, it's because of the there's a certain
Chinese
market. Yeah, there's a certain
market.
So
Korea as well. Big in Korea, they like, you know, like, they're really bad with animals. You know, so like dog meat, and they test all on animals.
In order to sell beauty products in China, it has to be tested on animals.
Yeah.
So a
that's
lot,
the weird thing about
so
it.
So a lot of companies aren't cruelty free because they still sell in China, so they have to test
I'm really
it on
shocked.
Animals.
No, Body Shop, they're not cruelty free, which I'm
Body
really
Shop
about.
Are, but they're parent company isn't. So that's what I.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah,
I
Body Shop is because that's their whole. Yeah. But it's it
but
must what, be the people
but
who
are owned by L'Oreal.
Someone messaged me something. I can't. Maybe it's that. I was really shocked.
That is shocking. Time,
yeah. 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 That really is.
Sometimes I think one time Body Shop's products turned up in China and then were removed really fast. I think that was the. Anyway,
because the lady who actually started Body Shop sadly passed away, didn't she? And I think potentially that's a contributing factor when you sell a company that you can't always.
The
you can't control
ethos
it.
Behind it, like sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah.
100%.
Just let you know that if you have just joined us and you're thinking, well, I thought I heard her dulcet tones quite a few hours ago. Well, you did. This is our 24-hour live marathon. For the fantastic He For She campaign, working with UN Women UK. To support us, just text UNWN15, followed by the amount you would like to donate. We would love your donations to 770. All money donated is going towards changing the reality for women and girls globally. And if I have said this so many times and you've just gone blank, you've just blocked me out. So, like, my husband probably has done by now. Just look on londonartsweek.org. Katie, Body Goals by Katie app. Fitness, is that something you've always been interested in?
Yeah. I'm not a PT or anything. I'm not qualified. But I think it's from when I was on the show, people say, like, what do you do to work out and stuff. And then when I came out of the show, it was just literally, like, me doing, like, little YouTube, you know, like, the Instagram videos, just, like, showing my workouts. And then... I made a business from it. Basically, I've got an app now.
It's amazing.
Apps
seem to be where it's at with fitness. Like, I see
it's
a lot
so
of like.
It's so much better. Like, I did have a website, but we changed it. It went live, the app, in January this year. But I did have the website last year. But no, the app's so much better because it's just all on your phone then, and it's all different plans. You get like a HIIT plan, like a glute guide plan. There's loads of different ones for everything. So yeah,
I always hear words like glute, and I'm like, I just don't.
That's your bum.
The ass.
Important place.
Your glutes.
Important place.
Some of my favourite words.
Yeah. See, I should know that because I'm at the gym all the
time.
Babe,
as I say, you've been awake for 21 hours. Like, you're okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who I am, where I am. Who are you people? This is my room. What are you doing here? It was so quiet earlier. And again, having an app, that's really because apps are ever changing, aren't they? Ever evolving. Yeah. That must be a lot of hard work, quite stressful too.
You know what, I'm not gonna lie, like the website was so much easier, like for like me. Apps are a nightmare. When it first went live in January, I'm not even joking, like the first 3 weeks, the amount of problems with it, just know all the technical stuff. And like people complain to me, I'm like, but I don't know how to do it. So all the app people, it's all sorted now, it's fine. But no, they're bloody complicated.
Yeah,
but it was worth it.
Coding though, guys, we should have got into coding.
I know, they teach it in schools now.
That's where the money is.
Yeah.
Do they?
I don't know, I had like ICT lessons, but the most you learned was like how to do
PowerPoint
maths
presentations
on spreadsheets.
Yeah.
But now, like in IT, it's like coding.
I only know that thing where you highlight everything and you can know how much all of it means, like at the end it like calculates
adding
it all.
That's all I know.
Yeah, but I come from the generation where we had, because I am quite old, one computer for the entire year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tumbleweed moment.
No, but like
I'm that age.
There was
that. And it was amazing. I didn't have black and white TV, don't get me wrong. But yeah, that's what we had.
But now everyone's got a attached phone to their hat. Like, I find myself literally, I need to
feel naked.
I'm literally like, because my job and life, I'm like this all the time. I don't have it, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, panicking.
It's bad though.
Yeah,
it's
it bad. Is bad. It is bad. Right, we better play some music.
Shall we? Should we go to some music? We'll go to.
I think we're going to have to say goodbye to these ladies.
Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Sure, but
and
sweet.
It is amazing how much you've achieved. And
thank
22,
you.
It's, yeah, you're doing amazing.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for taking the time out to come on the show.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate
and
it.
And Hannah and Lucy, so lovely to see you
thank
again.
Thank you for having us.
Enjoy the rest of Women's
staying,
Week. Oh, are they?
You guys
we
stay.
Can stay.
Thanks for coming. Stay where you are.
Don't move anywhere. We're going to play Have a Nice Day by Roxanne and Shanti. We'll see you in a second.
Yes.